From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. officials say Iraqi forces have regained more than 800 square kilometers of territory from the Islamic State group since the fight to retake Mosul began last week. A Pentagon spokesman says the nearby town of Bartella is being cleared. Despite the gains around Mosul, Islamic State forces carried out several attacks across the country over the last few days. Meanwhile, the United Nations says it has reports of extrajudicial killings and summary executions by Islamic State fighters around the city of Mosul. Lisa Schlein has more.
The UN Human Rights Office says it is receiving disturbing reports of the extrajudicial and summary execution of children and women, as well as male civilians in Mosul. It says it also has received reports of Islamic State militants deliberately using civilians as human shields to prevent them from leaving the city. UN Human Rights spokesman Rupert Colville says it is difficult to verify the reports because they are still being vetted by UN monitors. But he says the breadth of cruelty that emerges from the preliminary reports is staggering. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for a suicide attack that targeted a police training center in southwestern Pakistan. At least 61 recruits were killed, 120 wounded. A Kenyan official says an attack targeting Christians along Kenya's northeast border with Somalia on Tuesday left 12 people dead. Militants belonging to the Somalia-based Islamist group Al-Shabaab attacked the Basharo guest house with grenades and IEDs. The group says the attack targeted Christian workers, marks the latest in several cross-border attacks attributed to Al-Shabaab since 2011. This is VOA News. Workers near the French city of Calais began demolishing the squalid refugee camp known as the Jungle Tuesday. It's part of a French government plan to clear what has become a symbol of Europe's refugee crisis. Hundreds of migrants boarded buses on the second day of an operation to resettle about 6,000 people in refugee centers elsewhere in France. 2 weeks until Election Day in the U.S., Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton are campaigning in Florida. It is believed important for both candidates that they win in Florida. Surveys in that state show Clinton ahead of Trump by about 4 percentage points. Human Rights Watch is accusing Turkish police of using the nation's emergency decrees to torture detainees. Dorian Jones reports.
U.S.-based Human Rights Watch says there is evidence of abuse and torture in Turkey of those detained under emergency powers, which were introduced after July's failed coup attempt. Human Rights Watch senior Turkey researcher Emma Sinclair Webb says with police now allowed to hold detainees for up to 30 days without charge and limited access to a lawyer, it has opened the door to abuse. The 47-page report catalogued 13 individual cases of abuse. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Eurozone officials on Tuesday approved a 2.8 billion euro bailout for Greece. It is the third such bailout delivered to Greece since it spiraled into an economic crisis 6 years ago. The latest disbursement of funds will consist of a 1.1 billion euro allotment to be used for servicing debt based on Greece's implementation of 15 financial milestones. It will also contain another 1.7 billion euros to help Greece pay back various unpaid debts. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte lashed out at the United States again Tuesday, speaking to reporters in Manila as he was preparing to leave for an official visit to Japan. Mr. Duterte warned that the Philippines would not be treated like a dog with a leash by the U.S. He said the U.S. could forget about decades-old defense treaty if he stays in power long enough. Tuesday's comments are the latest in a string of angry tirades he has directed at the United States in response to American criticism of his violent anti-drug campaign that has killed nearly 4,000 people since he took office on June 30th. A Russian military spokesman said Tuesday no Russian or Syrian forces have carried out airstrikes on the Syrian city of Aleppo in the last 7 days. Igor Konashenko said 6 humanitarian passages remain open for people who want to leave the rebel-held eastern part of Aleppo. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported airstrikes in Aleppo resumed shortly after the recent pause in fighting expired. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.